Jocelyn King from Virgil HR talks compliance and recruiting and much more on this conversation from SHRM24.
Welcome to RecTech, the podcast where recruiting and technology intersect. Each month, you'll hear from vendors shaping the recruiting world, along with recruiters who'll tell you how they use technology to hire talent. Now, here's your host, the mad scientist of online recruiting, Chris Russell.
All right, I'm here on the floor of SHRM 24, podcasting live from the GP booth, booth number 1241. So definitely stop by and talk about globalization partners, about what they do for employers out there. And I'm here with Jocelyn King from Virgil HR. She's going to talk to us today about her HR compliance startup and get her thoughts on how compliance affects recruiting as well. So Jocelyn, nice to have you today.
Yep, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So give us the startup story of Virgil HR first. Let's start there.
Sure. So I've been in HR my entire career, predominantly worked for high growth technology companies and functioned as a generalist for most of my career. So I touched on everything. I've managed talent acquisition and pretty much every part of HR. And I've worked for very large companies, really small companies, so a wide variety. And my first role as an HR director, I was working at a company that was predominantly in Maryland and then ended up kind of expanding to become a multi-state employer. And we hired our first employee in California, and I lost my mind. I had no clue what to do. Compliance was a total mess. I was doing a ton of research on Google. I had this Excel sheet where I was tracking all the laws that were changing. It wasn't very scalable. And I kind of thought it'd be really interesting to use conditional logic programming in the beginning to build out a chatbot that would help HR really streamline what compliance requirements existed on day-to-day tasks they were working on without having to do any of that research or going to attorneys. So we cover all parts of the employee life cycle, ranging from the recruitment process, what you can and cannot ask in interviews, pay transparency requirements, the full onboarding process, all the way through termination and unemployment. So a wide range. And in addition to the chatbot, we have, a resource center with things like an employee handbook builder, a multi-state comparison tool, legal updates, the ability to speak to a lawyer. And what I'd really wanted to create was a compliance platform that catered to any type of HR professional, whether it was a recruiter or a benefits administrator or an HR generalist, to help them with their day-to-day so that they could focus more on people strategy and less on the administrative burden of dealing with all of this research and what goes into trying to be compliant.
What's the biggest myth or misconception about HR compliance?
I don't know if it's a myth, but I would say that one thing that's a misconception is that HR compliance is something that is relatively stale, and essentially, HR will just do the best that it can, but you know what, if we don't comply with workplace poster requirements, then so be it type thing. And the thing is, no matter the size of the organization, you can have 5 employees or 500,000 employees, you're still going to get in trouble. You're still held accountable and at risk. I just had, for example, a friend who had a startup. She misclassified one of her employees as an independent contractor instead of an employee.
That's a big topic these days.
It is, absolutely, especially with the overtime rule that's going into effect July 1st. And she actually went out of business because of the lawsuit with 5 employees. So it can happen to anybody, and I think a lot of people think they might be a little immune to it because it's small stuff here, small stuff there, or they simply just don't know, and there are some significant consequences.
Interesting. You talked about compliance and recruiting. You have the job listings. Talk about that a bit.
Job listings? Yeah. So from a job listing perspective, it's really important to have a couple different things. The first is pay transparency. So you want to make sure that you are complying with all state and local requirements from a pay transparency perspective, that the correct pay disclosures are there, the pay scales and job postings. A lot of wage transparency laws now require you to include benefits in your job posting as well. You also, if you really wanted to tighten things up, you might want to put, if you think about it from an ADA perspective, all of the requirements, you know, especially physical requirements that are expected out of this role. So how many pounds you can carry, whether you can sit or stand for X period of time, etc. Because if somebody ever comes and says, hey, I need this accommodation, and you can come back and say, well, this is in the job description and there's, you know, no way for us to accommodate without it creating an undue hardship, or you just not being able to perform your role despite an accommodation, you want to be able to always point back to the job description. So those are really, really important.
Is there compliance and onboarding?
Oh, a ton of compliance and onboarding.
Okay, yes. Walk us through some of that.
So we actually have an onboarding module in our tool, and we cover all aspects of the onboarding process, from the pay transparency laws to employee classification, worker classification. We do have classification audit tools that cover FLSA common law plus state IRS common law or ABC test. And then it starts moving into things like background checks, new hire documentation, workplace posters, mandatory training, employment agreements, etc. So it's fairly robust, and that often goes missing because many times a recruiter is responsible for some of that, and they just don't know because they're not trained.
What's your biggest challenge right now, like just as a business and also selling into HR?
I would say the biggest challenge probably is budget. So what we do is very, very unique. And so people don't have a budget for it today because it really doesn't exist. So from my perspective,
there isn't a lot of HR compliant software out there?
There's some, but there isn't a ton out there. So it's really interesting because when I speak to a lot of our prospects in the sales process, I would say only 20 to 30% are actually using some type of compliance solution. So majority aren't using them at all, and they don't have a budget for it. So that becomes a little challenging at times.
Is any of it built into like the applicant tracking system at all, like a few pieces of it?
So we can integrate into ATSs and HRISs or payroll systems as well. What's neat is that our chatbot will actually track users in the system, so we know what they're doing, and when they're about to make a decision that has a legal consequence, like an interview question that they're going to ask, or a termination, or a leave request, our chatbot will automatically pop up and say, hey, let's go through some questions, analyzes what federal, state, and local laws apply to that specific scenario, and then provides prescriptive guidance on what they need to do to be compliant. So it's very proactive.
How old are you? I mean, the business. Not you. It's an illegal question.
Yeah. 2.5 years old. We launched the product about a little over a year ago.
Did I read you have some funding as well? Or?
Yes. Yeah. We've raised about $2 million in funding so far. We're going through another raise at the moment. And we've got great momentum both on the funding side and also on the revenue side, too.
Tell me about your first clients. That story.
My very first client was actually an HR consultant, and I hadn't even thought of them as an audience for our tool. They now make up about 30% of our customer base.
HR consultants.
Yes, HR consultants do. Mm-hmm. And he's great. His name's Brandon. Fantastic, fantastic. And has given us a ton of feedback. But what was really helpful in bringing on an HR consultant early on was because we hadn't really thought about them as an audience, he was able to give us a lot of feedback on how to improve our feature set so that we could cater more toward a consultant who was managing multiple customers or clients. And that was fantastic. A lot of other ones were pretty small in the beginning. Now what we're seeing is more of an increase in the mid-market and small enterprise side. But in the very beginning, it was a lot of small companies, you know, 250 and under that we were selling into.
How big's your team?
We have 5 employees, and then we have some fractional support and our offshore engineering team as well.
Let's go back to onboarding for a minute. I'm trying to think of the question here. What is best practices for onboarding? Do you have a kind of a list you could give me?
So we are actually in the process of rolling out what we call kind of state orientation kits. So they're very comprehensive, and it kind of walks you through every step of setting up an employee for the first time in a new state, but also kind of very much explaining all the employment and labor law components to each state or locality that you need to be aware of when you're thinking about things like policies or benefits or payroll, for example. So we do offer that. Onboarding in general is surprisingly a very complicated process, especially things like classification or even job descriptions. A lot of companies don't take job descriptions very very
cut simply. And paste for most of them.
Yes, exactly. But the problem is a job description can make or break a lawsuit. You know, you have to be very thoughtful about job descriptions. So there is a lot of nuance to onboarding that not a lot of people consider, but there are plenty of amazing HR professionals.
Do you know any stories about lawsuits and job descriptions? I mean, I'm curious.
So for example, there's a really large retailer that was not very thoughtful about the way that they put together a job description, and they didn't add some of the physical requirements for a job that required physical activity. And so when this employee came and said, oh, I've got, you know, whatever medical problem and I can't do this, they'd said, well, then I'm sorry, but you can't do your job and there's no other role we can put you in, so we're going to let you go. And so the employee, when suing them, came back and said, well, you never made this a requirement in the job description, and now you've let me go because of some arbitrary requirement you say exists now. And it became a really big deal, and unfortunately that company lost in the lawsuit, and the employee prevailed.
Interesting. What are you hoping to get out of Sherm? Do you have a booth here as well? Or?
I do. I have a booth here, so a lot of it is just networking, building relationships, and would love to talk to partners about, you know, how we can work together. So that's a big part of my day as well. But right now it's just meeting with our current customers and building those relationships there and seeing how things are going and getting feedback from them, and then building those new relationships as well with prospective customers. And it's also really great when you're at the booth because you get a lot of feedback from people on what they're looking for out of the product. So it's a really great product discovery exercise as well.
You have a long history in HR. Why are you so passionate about this?
I think ultimately it comes down to people. If you have a job where you can create some type of positive effect to somebody's day-to-day, especially when they might spend more time at work than they do with their own family, that's a huge win. And so you find a lot of motivation out of that. You find a lot of purpose from it as well. And so I just find it to be just this really mission-driven career that you don't get in a lot of other roles. And I love that piece to it. And I also really enjoy the people strategy side of things and being able to work with C-levels to promote a more people-centric strategy across the organization as a whole. And if you have the right relationship with your CEO, you're able to do that, and it's quite successful. And so seeing the results from that and how it positively impacts employees in the workplace and their families too is pretty incredible.
Awesome. I'll go over the product and tell the audience where to go learn more about Virgil HR.
Thank you. So Virgil HR is an employment and labor law compliance platform. Essentially, what we do is we eliminate the need for HR to do any type of research on employment and labor law requirements. So if you have an employee who's requesting maternity leave in California, you might be spending 3 hours on Google trying to figure out what to do. Instead, you can use our smart chatbot, ask the question, it analyzes what federal, state, and local employment and labor laws apply to that employee, and then provides very prescriptive step-by-step guidance to HR on what they need to do to be compliant. We have a resource center that includes an employee handbook builder where you can either upload an existing handbook, software analyzes what policies are missing and adds new policies into it, or you can build a handbook from scratch. And we're constantly tracking laws as they pass, so we push new or updated policies into your handbook as well, so it's always up to date real time. You have the ability to speak to a labor and employment attorney. We offer legal updates, a multi-state comparison tool. So it's a full compliance suite. Compliance offering that we're providing, and really what we're here to do is help HR save time so they're not focused so much on the administrative burden and more on the people strategy, as I mentioned earlier. Really control outside legal costs so you don't have to go to outside counsel as often, and of course in the process of doing things right the first time, mitigating risk and liability for the business.
And the URL is?
The URL is www.virgilhr.com.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much.
Looking for your next HR technology role? Go to your browser, type in hrtechjob.com, and browse hundreds of jobs with the best HR technology vendors. HR tech professionals finally have a dedicated job marketplace to find work or be found. Sign up for job alerts or post a resume. Discover jobs with companies like Workday, Phenom, HiBob, D2 deal, and more. You'll even find HR tech roles with employers in case you want to work with managing HCM or HRIS platforms. HR Tech Job, the only job market for HR technology careers. Join us at hrtechjob.com.
Another episode of RecTech is in the books. Follow Chris on Twitter at Chris Russell or visit RecTechMedia.com, where you can find the audio and links for this show on our blog. RecTech Media helps keep employers and recruiters up to date through our podcasts, webinars, and articles. So be sure to check out our other sites, Recruiting Headlines and HR Podcasters, to stay on top of recruiting industry trends. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon on the next episode of RecTech, the Recruiting Technology Podcast.